He's had a great training camp, Paul. He's worked extremely hard, like you would expect with Adrian. We think he'll for sure be ready for the regular season. He's put in the work. He's on top of all the details when it comes to his assignments. He's done great.
No carries in the preseason. How much pent-up energy and aggression do you expect him to have, not only into the Lions game, but really into the entire season?
Oh, he'll be raring to go, I promise you that. He's ready to go right now. I mean, you know Adrian. He doesn't like to sit and watch, but, you know, we're trying to do the prudent thing, and he'll be ready to go when time comes.
With the omission of Jerome Felton for the first three games of the year, how does that impact your running game?
It definitely affects our running game. I mean, he's a Pro Bowl fullback, did a great job for us last year. He was one of the reasons our run offense was as good as it was. And Adrian will tell you himself, Jerome did a terrific job for us. That being said, we do have some other guys that will step up, and they'll do a great job for us as well. Red Ellison will be one of those people. Zach Lyon, who's on our roster, will have a chance as well. So we think we're going to be okay.
Leslie, how do you run the balance of getting the offense ready in game situations like the preseason? Let's look at Buffalo and at San Francisco. Yet conserving your better plays. How do you make that whole thing work?
It's a fine line. You know, you have to recognize what the preseason is and what you want to get accomplished in the preseason. And for us, being able to see a lot of people, we do have some goals that we want to get attained during the preseason. But the most important thing is to get ready for our Detroit game. And I think some of the things we're doing in practice, even some of the things we've done in the game, will help us be prepared for our season opener.
The jump Kyle Rudolph took last year to 9 touchdowns helped you get to the playoffs. What's next for him?
You want him to continue to grow as a leader. He's doing some great things on the football field. You like for him to take a little bit more control in the locker room and even in the huddle. But his production, you can't deny it, going out to the Pro Bowl and becoming MVP. His football skills are excellent. So the leadership qualities are the next thing that you like to see come.
With that speed you have on the defensive line, Jared Allen, Brian Robinson, Everson Griffin, Sharif Floyd, very explosive players on the defensive line.
Yeah, we got a pretty good group there. You know, we're looking forward to rotating those guys and getting the best players on the field at all times. And we think we're going to have as good a pass rush as we've had in the past and still be sound against the run. So we're looking forward to watching them play.
Is Jared on board with a rotation, or do you think he'll fight you?
Oh, he'll fight me. There's no question about that. He's not a guy that likes to be rotated, but we've had many discussions about it. He knows there are going to be spots where we will take him off the field, but, you know, Paul, let's face it. Every offensive coordinator, every left tackle in the league would love to see Jared Allen sitting on the bench. So those moments are going to be far and few between, but we're going to do it at times.
What did you see from your big corners, Chris Cook and Xavier Rhodes, in the preseason, but more so behind the scenes in training camp?
Like the way Chris has really worked throughout training camp. He's done a very good job for us. And he's really begun to grow up as a leader as well. I could see Josh Robinson, along with Xavier, kind of going to him and asking him questions and him being able to share information. With Xavier, his size, his athleticism, his ball skills, they showed up in camp. And now it's just a matter of getting him some game experience, and that's what these preseason games are for.
A couple to close here. Cordarrelle Patterson, off what we saw in the preseason, didn't see much. Didn't see Jerome Simpson down the field a lot. I get it. But when the Detroit game rolls around next week and subsequently the season, is Cordarrelle a deep guy, or is he kind of a multifaceted, all-over-the-field guy?
Well, we want him to be a deep threat. We want to be able to have a guy on the outside that can run by some of that single coverage that we're going to get. And we think he's capable of doing that.
Christian Ponder, what are your expectations?
Well, we want him to lead us to victory, you know, make good decisions at the quarterback position, really take over the leadership role for us and direct our offense in a way where we are successful as a group.